B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You blow money fast on the sides. Catch up. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover.
Yeah.
Whipping.
Hallelujah.
One nation under God.
All right, we got Tampa Bay, Philadelphia. Right off the bat, Dan, whenever I see a line with the Bucks, I look at it and say, all right, they're going to have us chase this number this week. It's never, ooh, does the dog have a chance? It's always, are we going to chase the number or fade it? That's really what it comes down to for me.
Yep.
And in the last matchup, I remember, I think it was 7 or 7.5. I remember betting the game.
I think it was seven and a half. I think it closed 7.
And they won by 6. It came Philadelphia card. That was the same scenario in the last matchup.
That was a primetime game, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Again, primetime Brady.
It was October 14th.
Yep.
And it was the same situation. Brady struggled in that game, by the way. He threw 2 interceptions in that one. And I'm trying to think of who else. What else happened in that game that I remember? Yeah, the Eagles intercepted him. No sacks, though. But Brady threw for 297 yards and a pair of touchdowns. So now we mentioned all the injuries earlier, and no Antonio Brown. Obviously, Chris Godwin's done. They combined for 14 catches, 136 yards, and a touchdown in that win. Oof. So this is a completely different game. Different everything. Which to me, I think Tampa Bay wins this game. I'm not taking that 8.5. What do we say at the top of the show? If you blindly bet the big favorites, there's no advantage. I consider this kind of a big 8.5 points, 9. I would not blindly or just suggest the Bucks in this spot.
My biggest concern with the line, and just forget about that, is that you know that everyone and their mother is going to play Tampa on the long tee. So whether it's 8 or 8.5, you're getting it down to 2, 2.5. So you know that by far, I mean, I'm just guessing here. But again, I would be willing to bet that Book's biggest liability in the teaser section is going to be Tampa. Right, you're going to get them 2, 2.5. It's the classic Wong tease. Everyone's going to take that side. They're probably going to take, you know, Kansas City with the 6.5, or, you know, New England to 10, or whatever. But, you know, everyone's going to be on that Tampa Bay tease. And it's just, it is kind of surprising that number is going down. We saw this open. It was open at 9. It opened 9. This is saying 8.5, but it was definitely open at 9 for a while there. Now, you know,
it's not 9.5.
Yeah. Some boys said 9.5. Correct. Yeah. This is saying 8.5. It went down to 8.5. Now we're looking at 8s. I mean, we're seeing a bunch of 8s pop up across the board. The totals moved from 49.5 to 45.5 due to the weather, which I actually got to say, I'm surprised that the totals move that much. Cause I, I think I might go the other way on that one. I think I'd probably lean over. I'm not super concerned with Tom Brady throwing in the rain. Are you? Like, is that?
No.
No. It's the guy who's played in inclement weather his entire career.
Is there anybody that's, like, done better in bad weather games than Tom Brady?
And Jalen Hurts has played in Philadelphia, and I don't know.
Hurts had the hand injury, but I think he's been okay since coming back.
He's been much better. Yeah. I think he's been better. So, look, here's the thing. Tom Brady, since 2003, against the spread in the playoffs, 42 games.
Yep.
What do you think is against the spread? You know what the against the spread record is, right?
It's got to be like, is it like 50 and chain? 60%? What is it?
22-20 against the spread.
Wow.
So Brady.
Ooh, I thought it was better than that.
Brady and Belichick did not
cover. So he's like 51-52%?
Yeah. They did not cover an extraordinary amount here.
It's not like 58. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, they didn't cover games. They won them, but they didn't cover. So.
Yeah. As favorites, right.
So, and again, a very similar situation. I'm going to compare this to a game that you brought up earlier, the Washington football team versus Tampa last year, right? I guess it's slightly different because Heinicke was, what, their second, third string quarterback?
They were going to Steve Montez, bro.
True.
Late in the game.
True. But, I mean, look, this is it was a game that no one expected Heinicke to play nearly as well as he did. He surprised them. He was really good in that game. I just felt like the whole world was on Tampa in that game, and no one really gave Washington much of a chance. Very similar style to kind of how the Eagles, you know, play their game. Heinicke was moving all over the field in that one. I think, obviously, it's a little bit different because people are not giving Philly the disrespect that they gave Washington in that scenario. But that being said, like, you know, there's a lot of disrespect towards Philly, and, you know, a lot of people are on Tampa this week. 58% of the tickets on Tampa, just 21% of the money. Obviously, you see where the spread's gone. I think this is a touchdown game. I think that there's a chance that Tampa wins by a touchdown, or I think there's a chance they lose this game by a touchdown. I would not be stunned if we see an upset here. I'm not going to play Philly because I'm not super locked into this game. Like, I got to be honest, I don't really love any of the Saturday games. But
I want to see Barrow come.
Sorry, Sunday.
I want to see. Oh, yeah, Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah. I apologize. I don't really love any of these games.
Yeah, this one is all right. Because Tampa Bay kind of got it together last week.
Yep.
You know, they've been home. I mean, I think that Tom Brady in this situation is definitely to be feared.
I agree.
And,
but I don't feel
I think Philly's not getting enough credit. I think Philly is a little better than we think. And, dude, sure. You threw out the Brady against the spread one. The Eagles are 10-1 against the spread the last 11 playoff games as an underdog.
Okay.
And they've won. I know. Again, and again, the trends don't matter because they're from the Super Bowl teams of past. But I just had to – you threw out the 20-10. I just wanted to throw out the Eagles have been a very good playoff team to back.
Yep. Again, I here's the other thing, and if you're kind of considering teasing this game, maybe don't go the traditional the route that everyone's going to be on with Tampa to 2. Look for Philly to 14.5. We talked about this year how much more important 14.5 has been than 10.5 this year, or just, you know, in the past 5-6 years, just in general. I mean, I would maybe consider Philly to 14.5. I know the very clear and obvious play is Tampa to 2.5, you know, Kansas City to 6.5. I'm just super concerned one of those doesn't get there. It just feels like that's going to be the tease that the whole market is going to be on if you have any sort of semblance of what you're doing. And I'm just super concerned that just doesn't get there.
Since Brady has gone to Tampa Bay and he's played at home, 12-5 against the spread, 7-3 against the spread when giving more than a touchdown. So, again, I don't think the favorites are the easy thing to do. And I wanted to give out a prop bet on this one, Dan.
Yep.
Jalen Mills over rushing yards.
Hurts. You have a problem with the Jalen's.
I know. I haven't mentioned Jalen Brown yet, right?
No, not yet.
Jalen Hurts. What's his rushing yards?
49.5.
Over!
Last three games, 44-7-38.
What were they before that?
77-69-55.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, there you go.
They're going to need him today. He's going to have to run around. He's going to have to extend plays. Give me the over.
Yeah, I'm looking at Russian props here. Nothing for Tampa Bay running backs yet. Obviously, the Fournette issue still questionable. I think even if he plays, he's going to be incredibly banged up.
Yeah, his hand's a concern.
Yep.
And yeah, I think he's playing like it, and actually he's playing better because of it personally. All right.
San Fran, Dallas.
You start, and then I'll give my...
What's that? What time is starting?
This is the vintage 90s, man.
Yep.
This is like the... Like, who's the better team, the Cowboys or the 49ers? Let's respect Dallas for a second. They covered spreads this year. For those who bet and gamble, you love teams that beat the spread, right? Like, they did that. What did they go? 13-4 against the spread this year? Like, that's great. I did a little research because I did the same research for this that I put into the Patriots game, and when it came to the Bills and their defense. So the 49ers obviously have scratched Claude. Like Jimmy G, that I couldn't believe what he did again last week. That was outstanding. So I want to like give Jimmy G his credit. But, and Dan, you've mentioned this before too, so I looked it up a little bit. The Cowboys, when they face a top 10 defense, 1-3 this year, their only win was against the Patriots in overtime. So, like, that I'm crediting the Patriots in that one, despite the... Because the Cowboys didn't cover that day, right? Yeah, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Oh, that's right. It went covered. 6. It was 4. That's right.
Yep, they covered. And if they kicked the field goal, they don't cover.
The 49ers rank 6th in defense. So, the top 10 defenses they played this year, Bucks they lost, Patriots they won, Chiefs they lost, Cardinals they lost. And on the Cardinals game, it was Trey Lance, who was literally an inch short of the goal line. They struggle against good defenses. The 49ers have only been an underdog 3 times all year long. They're 2-1. That one loss was that Arizona game I just mentioned. The Cowboys this year, again, I mentioned against the spread, they've been very, very, very good. Despite all their offensive weapons, the totals went 9-8 to the under this year. You might be able to call this a public dog, Dan.
It's definitely a public dog. there's no doubt about that.
I'm
65% of the really tickets on the Niners.
Listen, I think normally I would just take the Cowboys on the spot for me. This would be like I'm going to back the Cowboys. I'm going to PP it. And I'm doing it because I'm trying to keep consistency in this one. I'm going against Dallas, struggling against top defenses.
So you're taking the Niners?
So I'm taking the Niners, and I just, for the record, I'm PPing it. So you can put it on my record. Yep. Be careful. This is a huge public dog. And I don't love it. Is all I'm saying, but I'm going with it.
So it just kind of surprised me. You talked about the Raiders having a letdown spot. Why not the Niners? True. Coming off a game that they had to win in a playoff scenario, in my opinion, they were very lucky to win. That LA kind of let down, and I think they got pretty lucky to be where they are. I just think I think this is a potential letdown spot for San Francisco. That's my personal opinion. If you're asking me, I'm taking Dallas. I'm not betting this game. I'm not betting the total. I'm not betting the spread. I'm not doing it. These are just simply my thoughts. I have no dollars, no cents on this one, nothing. I simply think that if I was going to be forced to take a side, I'd take the better team. And to me, that's Dallas. The one concern I have is Trayvon Diggs against Deebo Samuel. That is a gargantuan mismatch. I know Diggs got first team All-Pro. I think it's the worst pick of all pro that I can think of recently. Diggs allowed the most receiving yards in the entire league this year. And now he's going to go up against a guy who, in my opinion, may be the most dynamic offensive playmaker we've seen in a while. He is absolutely an elite player at every level. And I am concerned that Dallas doesn't really tackle very well in the secondary.
And Debo's rushing totals are 29.5.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an incredible playmaker.
Yeah, I mean, again, he is.
Dallas gives up yards. There's no doubt. And I know there's this Trayvon Diggs, J.C. Jackson debate. the amount of yards that Dallas gives up is very concerning.
I mean, the fact that Trayvon Diggs allowed the most receiving yards in the league, I mean, that should pretty much disqualify him from being All-Pro. But I know 11 interceptions. By the way, 7 of those balls tipped. Congratulations on being lucky.
And I will say this.
I was
very high on him early in the year.
Hey, listen.
And it tailed off.
Anyway.
I don't want to get into this discussion. I agree.
But that being said, look, Dallas losing Michael Gallup is bad, but I think Cedric Wilson has really stepped up and played very well because Gallup has really been out of the lineup quite a bit this year. I think Dallas is going to be a little bit healthier. They were able to rest some of their banged up guys last week, Tony Pollard, et cetera. I just think that San Francisco is going to struggle scoring with Dallas. I think Dallas is going to be able to move the football, punch it into the end zone a few times. And I'm not sure if San Francisco can keep up with them offensively. If this gets into a track meet, I absolutely favor Dallas. I don't think there's any question about that. Highest total on the board this week, 51, came down from 51.5. You know, I just look at this and I think, yeah, this to me, it's Dallas or nothing. I'm not really interested in betting side here. I'm trying to look at the matchups here. I just don't know how San Francisco is going to be able to score with Dallas because I think Dallas's offense right now is playing at an incredibly high level. And yes, you know, Prescott since the calf injury has looked a little bit different, but still, that's a high octane offense that can go off at any time. It feels like they got some of their guys a little bit healthier last week.
Tyron Smith should be back.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is just. I don't really trust the defense, which is why I'm not, you know, gung-ho Dallas -3. But I do think that if you're taking a side, it's got to be Dallas. I don't think that you can take your money in San Francisco or put it on San Francisco after what happened last week where they really backed in the playoffs. They got extraordinary luckily, you know, to even be here.
All right, Dan. Dan Quinn or Kyle Shanahan?
Dan Quinn. I mean, I think Kyle, you know how I think about Kyle Shanahan. You know how I think about him.
I feel the same way.
Incredibly overrated.
I want to give him credit cute. Over the last couple of weeks. I think they've been good.
I think.
I mean, the Deebo Samuel thing's kind of a genius move.
I think that they were desperate.
And I know, but it's like,
yeah,
it's worked.
Totally. It's worked. But there are also times where, you know, down the stretch, they didn't get the ball to Deebo. I mean, Deebo had a couple games with one reception when they were using him out of the backfield. Like, when you use Deebo out of the backfield, that should be getting more touches. Right. Yeah, he had, you know, one reception and one target against that in that win against Cincinnati. He had one reception against Minnesota, one reception against Jacksonville. 3 games straight, he had one reception. Like, I understand he was awesome against Tennessee, but, like, you know, you got to get that guy the ball. Get him in space. So
yeah, and that worries me against the Cowboys. One thing I want to say that the Cowboys do struggle against the run, that's what the 49ers do best. So just another thing to add to the game here. It's going to be a good one, man. You know, I remember back in the day, man, I'd be like out in the street playing ball and, hey, where's Deion signing this year? You know, is he going to the Cowboys or is he going to the 49ers? Whatever team he went to, man, won the Super Bowl. That's what it was in the 90s, man. It was these two teams, Cowboys, 49ers, and then the Bills. You know, it was just pretty bad, man.
Yep.
It just wasn't, but yeah.
It's a cool matchup. Historically, it's a cool matchup. I just
think this is a nice little, and Jimmy Garoppolo in the playoffs, by the way. Let's see it. He's been to a Super Bowl before. Remember that, everybody?
Again, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really trust Garoppolo right now. The way he's playing.
I don't think Shanahan does either.
Who would you rather have a quarterback right now, Mac Jones or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Honestly, Dan, I'd rather have Jimmy Garoppolo today.
I think I would too.
Today.
I think I would too. But I think it's closer than most of us want to admit.
Long term, yeah.
Long term, it's not close.
Like, here's the deal.
Garoppolo's
going to be on the table next year. You going to dabble with that or stay with the guy you have? They're going to kick the guy they have.
No, you're going to keep Mac.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But long term, it's Mac and it's not a question. Today, as of right this second, I think I'd take Jimmy.
2 more games to go. Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and Arizona, and the Rams. We'll wrap this up coming up next here on the Sports.
The DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Sports Hub. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, Dan, there's one Sunday game. Features the Pittsburgh Steelers going to Kansas City. Pittsburgh sweated it out, obviously, to make the playoffs. There's nothing really here that I can back Pittsburgh on. It's going to be really hard for me. All I can tell you is the last matchup that was, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, was Kansas City 36-10. I thought last week Pittsburgh wouldn't show up, and it just came down to the Ravens couldn't make a play around the goal line, really, is what it was.
Without Lamar, they're just not nearly as explosive. Even though Tyler Huntley flashed at times, he's not as consistent as Lamar. It's not even close.
I thought the defense last week was better for the Chiefs. They still had a couple of hiccups. Melvin Ingram has been very good since going over to them. But they I don't want to say backed into the playoffs too, but they were hot and then had a little hiccup.
Yeah,
a couple of hiccups.
They got dismantled by Cincy. Let's call it Joe Burrow was amazing in that game. And Joe Burrow, I mean, he dismantled them. There's
can't
no...
give up a 3rd and 23.
No, okay.
Can't do that.
And to be fair, Jamar Chase also helped out with this crazy 70-yard touchdown. But Burrow just had, it was a masterclass put on by Burrow. Like, I don't think that there's any, I think it's probably Burrow's best game of his career. I mean, probably easily. I think that he was amazing in that game. And again, Kansas City kept blitzing him. I think that, again, Burrow... don't blitz. I think he struggles a little bit more. He'll get better, obviously, but I think he struggles a little bit more when you don't blitz him, and Kansas City just kept blitzing him. Look, this game to me is the only thing I consider playing in this one personally is teasing Kansas City to 6, 6.5, whatever it is, 12.5 or 12. I think that would be my play on this game if I was going to do it. I'd put it probably with Philly in a tease. That I think that would be my tease this weekend, Joe, Philly to... you know, to 14.5 and Kansas City to 6.5, that'd probably be where I'd be looking. I just, or maybe Arizona to 10, maybe. I don't know. That's gross, too. Look, simply enough, the reason I can't play Kansas City here, Kelsey banged up at the end of the last game. Tyreek Hill banged up with the heel thing. I know it wasn't super serious and he was in and out of the lineup, but I don't really know how serious it is. Obviously, we're not going to be told the truth, and I'm sure those guys will both be playing, but, you know, what percentage are they going to put Tyreek Hill out there for, you know, maybe won't put him out there for some run plays, maybe like they usually do, stuff like that, and, you know, how, you know, what is the deal with Travis Kelce? Was he truly banged up? Was it just a stinger? I'm concerned about that. We haven't heard a ton about their health. Oh, they're fine. They're fine. They're going. Okay, that's great. But that's my concern with backing Kansas City. Again, gun to the head. Yeah, I'm going Kansas City here. It's really hard to
take. Yeah, watch the line a little bit. Like, it could go to 13. It could go to...
Well, it opened 13.5. It's down to 12 most places now. 12 DraftKings right now.
I think that thing's going to go off today, man. I think it's going to get to 13 at some point. But again, see that big number and they're like, oh, it's too many points.
I think it'll hit 13 tomorrow. They probably won't hit today. Game tomorrow, I think it'll probably hit then.
Dude, listen. I've watched Pittsburgh the last three games, though, two games. The Monday Night Football game was a vomit fest.
Yep.
And then last week was one of the worst games I've watched all year long. Roethlisberger can't throw, and in the last matchup, he had three turnovers and threw for 159 yards.
Yep.
So, like, and Mahomes threw for three touchdowns against
him. Yeah, and the total reflects that. Open 48. It's down to 45.5 now at DraftKings. We're seeing 64% of the tickets is 29% of the money on the over, 36% of the tickets, 71% of the money on the under. Definitely the sharper of the two sides on the total. Just to be perfectly honest with you guys, like, I don't really have a great feel on this one. Again, I think Kansas City in a tease is not the worst look in the world. I think that's going to be a very popular teaser side. But I also think that it can, you know, it has a good chance of still covering. I think Kansas City by 7 is you know, is a pretty reasonable expectation. So yeah, I'm a little concerned with the game, and I'm probably not going to play it, Joe. Maybe some props. Maybe I'll post. Yeah, I think that's a tough one. All right, finally,
we got 5 minutes to go here, so let's just break down this one. I'll get this out of here.
Cool.
Cardinals are +4. I'm taking the Cardinals +4. And I know they backed into the play. Want to ring the bell?
PPN?
Yep, ring the bell.
Okay.
Cardinals +4. You can crap all over it. Let me just get it out.
Cool.
Cardinals may not be the same team as we know, right? They had a chance for the number one seed. They blow it at one point. But Matthew Stafford, it's all about Stafford. It's all about him. He struggles against teams with a winning record. During his career, 11-71, 1-9 and with teams with 10 or more wins of late. The Cardinals, I know, have struggled of late, but Stafford struggled. He's thrown 8 interceptions in his last 4 games. And the more I look at it, like whenever Arizona forces turnovers or interceptions, they're 7-2 this year. They won a 37-20 game in week 4 earlier with Stafford through interceptions. This game comes down to Matthew Stafford. It's all about Matt Stafford. I'm going to back the Cardinals, even though I feel like the Rams will win the game.
Okay, I'm taking the Rams -4 PP.
So many people have, and I'm just... Go ahead.
No, you and I are against each other. That's fine. I'm also going to take the under 49.5 PP as well. Look, I'm not backing Cliff Kingsbury in the playoffs. You just talked about a whole bunch of teams that backed into the playoffs, and now you want to back one. That's my concern, is I don't trust this Arizona team now. The one thing they do have going for them is they have that divisional trend that I kind of talked about in the Pats-Bills game. Divisional opponents, 11-3, you know, against the spread in these situations. Straight up 8-6, straight up for the Dogs. So, yeah, look, I understand where you're coming from. I understand the trend. I'm going to take it with the Pats, and I'm going to fade it with the Rams. Matt Stafford clearly is banged up, but I thought he was significantly, significantly better last week. I thought the defense really let them down.
And they lost.
Yep, and I thought the defense let them down. If you're asking me who you think is a better team right now, San Francisco or Arizona, I don't think it's very close.
I think it's San Francisco.
I think it's San Francisco. Yep. And look, I think that this is a Rams team that, you know, I don't see Arizona being able to cover them the way that, you know, they have throughout the season. You know, the Rams are bringing back Cam Akers. I think Sony Michel has playoff experience. So that's going to be something that's, in my opinion, is going to be important for that backfield. Arizona, you know, the first time these teams met, James Conner was a huge part of that process. He's been incredibly banged up, although he did play last week, but he does not look the same. They do not have DeAndre Hopkins. Again, a lot of people are talking about that, but no Hopkins. That is a problem. When Arizona faced Indy in that game a couple, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, whatever, I backed Arizona in that spot. I really, really liked it for them, and they struggled. It's a very similar spot here, with the exception of the fact they're not playing a division opponent. I just think I think the Rams play defense. I think Arizona struggles to score. Cliff Kingsbury in a playoff spot, I am never laying my money on him. It's a tough way to be. So give me the Rams in the 4, and I'll take the under.
There's a lot of coaches that you don't know if you want to back.
I agree, but Kingsbury is
near, no, I know. I already told you. I think Kyle Murray hates Cliff Kingsbury right now.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I can't.
Hey, maybe Kingsbury takes the Hawaii.
Kyle Shanahan, Zach Taylor, Cliff Kingsbury. To me, 3 worst coaches in the NFL playoffs. It's really hard to back those guys.
That's it, everybody. We're going to post the podcast in a little bit. Game start at 4:30 and a big one tonight right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub between the Bills and the New England Patriots. So that's it. We're done.
That's it.
We're back next week for a divisional round. Tucker Silver, thank you. He's Dan Livshatz. I'm Joe Murray. This has been another edition of the DraftKings Over Under Show.
Who you got?
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show on 98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, the show that's all hockey. The Shaw's Star Market Hockey Show with Ryan Johnston, Judd Surratt, and Bob Beers.
Presented by Shaw's at Star Market. Download the Shaw's app or Star Market app and save today. Also brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services, Sports Etc., Devlin Solar, and Mass General Brigham.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome in to another edition of the Shaw's and Star Market Hockey Show here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Great to have you with us. As always, 2 hours of hockey talk as we...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.